Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the show. This is Mary Blake with my wonderful guest, Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. And Dr. McIntyre has a world of experience, and she shares her knowledge freely. She's good at just about everything, and her gifts are much too numerous to mention. And her books have reached out and inspired thousands of people. So I'm thrilled to say welcome, Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre.
Thank you, Mary, for having me on your show so I can talk to you and your extended family.
Right. So what are you up to lately, Dr. Mary Lou?
Well, I'm retired, and I'm enjoying retirement. But I do give past life reading over the phone for those that are having some kind of problem that they don't seem to be able to overcome. 95% of the time, it's because it's something that's from a past life that has gotten lodged because of the traumatic incident or something like that.
And yeah, those unresolved
karmics.
Those unresolved karmic issues. They're it's rare, but it's powerful when you're able to reach and connect and heal that. It's beautiful.
Right. So I can go into the Akashic Records and find out the lifetime that the trauma initiated so that the individual can realize it has nothing to do with here and now, and all they have to do is release the fear that was sent through their DNA, I guess. If you need to know or want to know more about past life, I have written a book called Fast Road to Happiness that's available on my website, or through my website, I should say.
Could you give us your website?
I was just doing that. Yeah, it's www. Dot, what? Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, www.marilou, M-A-R-I-L-O-U, McIntyre, McIntyre.com. And there's an excerpt from the book that actually, upon reading the book, it's case history of group conscious past life regressions that I've done, and the healing effect that they've had upon individuals within the group and towards each other. And that includes also families as well as individuals, and how to tune to past lives yourself. And so that book is available through Barnes & Noble and, oh dear, what's the other one? Begins with an A. My present memory is
Amazon.
Amazon.
Is it
right.
Available on Amazon? Good. Uh-huh.
Yes, that's right. It is Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can learn how to break through the time space barrier to heal your life. And this book is a roadmap to heal phobias and fears from a past life that create irrational behavior. It may be the missing link to healing that psychologists and the medical field have overlooked. It covers spiritual healing and conscious past life regressions, documented successful healing for individuals. And there's also on the back of the book, there's a series of tests, like how to achieve perfection, and notes on childhood interests and abilities and memories. This is to help a person get in touch with their inner core and hopefully be able to release, you know, the problem or the phobia that's causing them a problem. My other book, well, actually I have three. The next book I want to talk about for just a minute is Life is Forever, Get Used to It. In that book, I provide proof of survival after death. I drew life story in an adventure into the realms of paranormal to learn life here.
You're breaking up just a little. Perhaps you could move into a little better space.
Pardon?
You were breaking up just a little bit. Maybe you could move into a better space.
Okay. Yeah, remember I told you this might happen, but this
Okay, you're better now. You're better now. Once you focus on it, it works better. So yes, it's amazing. It's amazing that so many people come in with such wonderful gifts, and they never get a chance to really give the world what it needs, you know?
Well, this book provides proof of survival after physical death to comfort the mourner and inspire the truth seeker. Both the skeptic and the curious can glimpse new worlds and find contentment. And this is my own life experience, my search for God or infinite intelligence to help and guide me.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And you had a third book?
Yes, Mary. I thought I was through writing books because I'd written about my life, you know, and my professional experience for 35 years. And that's all I wanted to do was to let people know what I've discovered and what they can discover to enhance their life and, you know, take control of it. But I started hearing a voice in my head that said, I was young once, a couple of hundred centuries ago. And I thought, where is that coming from? Because I'm not naturally, you know, psychic like that. I don't hear voices. I get intuitive, you know. So finally, I thought back, where is this coming from? And I want you to stop it. You know, it was driving me. So then the voice said, you have written two books about your life. Now I want you to write a book about some of my experiences. I've heard a call for help from your planet, from the people on your planet, and I'm here to help. And I want to be able to dictate to you some of the experiences that I know will help comfort and inspire people.
And that's wonderful.
I argued.
I know it's sometimes it's hard to give in to what spirit wants us to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know I could do that, and she said, "Sit down and try it." And by golly, it worked, Mary. And so the name of this book is The Forever Principles. The angel that came to me said her name was Forever because life is forever. And that's the name she wanted to be known by.
Oh, that's lovely.
So it was
lovely.
But about halfway through, I thought, I can't publish this book. It's just... you know, unbelievable, because she's talking about how she helped create the planet. This planet billions of years ago. When she was a mermaid, her life as a mermaid. And this kind of stuff, before science even acknowledged that there was a community existing of mermaids, kind of like a hidden civilization and that type of thing. And she came through again with a voice, and she said, do not delete anything I give you. This is for the future. And I said, okay.
Okay.
And since I have published the book, of scientific discoveries have been made that verify some of the far-out things that were in the book that I was afraid were, you know, unreasonable.
Yes.
So, coming in and it's a gift from God, well, a gift from forever that makes this book available, and it's inspirational, too. It has the first part of the book has little things, well, like to help you sleep or to help you if you're depressed, to cheer you up or, you know, if you're having problems, how to overcome them, that kind of thing. So
that's marvelous. I understand. This was something that came to you after a lifetime of study. How did you start out, really, what brought you into the spiritual world? How did you begin?
Well, I began when I was 7 years old, living in Seattle, Washington, and I just knew that there was something that I could tap into. I just knew it, that there was an intelligence that I could tap into to help guide and protect me. And so when I got old enough to be able to hop on a bus, I did. And the closest church was a Baptist church. And so that's the one I started in, looking for God. And I went through every church in Seattle looking for God. And there was one reason or another that I knew whichever church I was in at the time was not going to help me tap into this intelligence. And so I would go to the next church. And I was baptized in every church in Seattle. And I just realized I'm not going to find it through churches. And so I just dropped out, became agnostic. I mean, I just still felt the intelligence was there, but I didn't know how to tap into it or, you know, activate it in my life. And so I ended up, you know, going to Catholic college, becoming Catholic, marrying a Catholic, having a Catholic family of four children, and but in the back of my mind, there was always this, why am I here? Why can't I have to? And after a great divorce, my husband, because of his excessive gambling, I was just renting an apartment, and I was screamed out the window, I'm in a garbage can. I can't get out. Got to help
my
life. You know, because nothing made any sense. And the next day in the psychological testing clinic that I was managing, a fellow came in and introduced himself and asked for me by name. And I thought he was there to sign up his company for a series of, you know, psychological tests. But no, he was there to invite me to a foundation that he had attended on Sunday the day before. And through the media, he was given my name and address and asked to go and get me and bring me to the foundation.
My goodness.
And there he was Monday morning inviting me to the foundation. Well, I thought this was the strangest way to get an introduction to somebody, you know. But I did go to the foundation.
Yeah.
And through this medium, I was given information that I knew nobody on the planet knew. And so that was my introduction to infinite intelligence. And so I knew if this man can connect to this, you know, unseen source of knowledge, then I should be able to. And so I joined the foundation, ended up working for the foundation and developing my own spiritual nature. so that help others achieve the same thing. So my life has been very important. And I think, Mary, I think I signed a contract before before I incarnated. This came to me short, introduced to the founder, that I wouldn't even come to this planet unless the master beings, the intelligent, loving masters would reach out and contact me, that I wasn't going to and be all alone. They had to contact me, and they promised they would. But I guess I karma and things that had to be achieved before I was ready to move into my spiritual acclaim, so to speak.
Well, you know, I call it on the job training. I think we have to go through a lot of earth problems in order to be able to serve other earth beings and other people who are here on this planet with us. And how can we serve them if we don't know what they're going through?
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. Yeah.
So yes, I've gone through some very strange things, and I just call it my on the job training. You know,
That's cute.
so you did go through. You had normal, so-called normal. I don't think there is any universal normal. There's just what works and what doesn't work, and it what works one minute may not work the next minute, because we're constantly growing. And it seems as if you have just done that, and the knowledge and the spirituality that you have cultivated and have been drawn to in your life is just wonderful.
Well, it's pretty remarkable to me, even, Mary, because what I had to do first of all was get rid of the misconceptions I picked up in going to all the different churches. And
yes, I understand that thoroughly.
Tuning spiritually to reality, and that life was forever, and that there is spiritual guidance, and the information and help that I was given in developing spiritually is,
right.
Well, it's a book in itself, and I did write the book, so... invite others, you know, to read the book and follow the examples. And like I say, it's a roadmap to heal phobias and fears and learn how to control what happens in your life. Because what you think and what you do is what you get. You know,
yes, absolutely.
Believing is seeing. If you believe something is true, it will manifest in your life. So stop, you know, worrying about things and start planning things that will make you happy and, you know, feel fulfilled. That's
definitely
my advice.
Well, I believe that we are given teachings when we are at the point of being able to receive them.
And understand them and willing to use them, yes.
Yeah, there's no point in trying to teach quantum physics to a kindergartner.
Well, there you go. That's right. Absolutely. But some of the things that I was asked to do, like, you know, when I got into, you know, being spiritually developed and trying to help others achieve you know, spiritual awareness, I realized that people that were coming to me to be healed, and I know you have probably experienced this too, were not being healed by doctors and their cut and sew and pill routine. And so
absolutely.
I started reaching out to the universe for a means of being able to heal these people that the medical profession was blind to or ignoring or unable to help. Let's put it nicely, put it that way.
Exactly.
Yeah. So then I started having dreams about past lives, about mm-hmm. my past. And so I sent out the thought, I'm not interested in that. I'm trying to cope with this lifetime, help others do the same. And way back then, a voice came to me that said 95% of the problems that I've already told you that that people have today are the result of a trauma from a past life. So you're going to have to learn how to regress people. Well, Mary, this was back in the day when people didn't even talk about their dreams for fear that they'd be locked up for being crazy.
Yeah, and that's right. I understand. I was there.
Yeah, and they're telling me I have to learn how to regress people. And I had no idea how to go about doing that. And they said, never mind, we'll help you. And they did. They told me, they put me through physical exercises, which I found out much later were actually, what is this big thing? Not Zumba, but, now my mind has gone blank.
When we go into altered consciousness, which we are in right now, we lose words spirit doesn't have words.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. But they have to develop words. Well, they're aware of our language, so that sometimes my spirit guide, they do verbally communicate. Yeah, but
my spirit guide calls my brain my. My spirit guide calls my brain my computer. She'll say, have to go through the computer to find the right word.
That's true. I think the big challenge today, Mary, is to learn. You think with your mind, but you make your decisions and decide your actions through your heart, because your mind just determines things that have happened from the past and how you related to them. And as you change or as you want to change, you have to get beyond that limitation. And so that's when you move into your spiritual essence, which resides in the heart. And that's what everything that keeps you alive in the physical body, which is the temple of your soul or your spirit, at least.
So, that's right. Absolutely. Yeah. It certainly is. You know, so when you began to working with this foundation, I gathered they had various studies that they went through there.
Yes, it was metaphysical and beyond. And the medium that was the founder and leader of the membership of the foundation was the world's most scientifically tested, researched, and documented physical phenomena, adept medium. Well, that was all Greek to me. I didn't understand any of that. I didn't understand mediumship. And for some reason, which I found out later, I was blocked from investigating any of the Eastern religions. And so this was just all new stuff to me. That's why I said I had to clean myself out like you would clean out a computer. You know, the errors.
Yes, I hear you.
Say,
yeah,
that
to
is
empty
not
the,
true.
Empty.
I released that from my consciousness. And I would just go through my whole body with the white fire and the violet flame, burning that out. Then I'd go to the next concept. But the thing I would say of all of the knowledge that came through that affected me the most was the concept or the reality that thoughts are things.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm really in trouble because My thought brain is always a jumble of something, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought to put it to the test. You know, if you want something, it has to be created and explained, then manifest. And so you create it.
And you're going to have to focus again. There you go.
My book, Life is Forever, Get Used to It. And what I did, Mary, was something that was very simple because this was a whole new concept to me and I didn't want to get, you know, into any real heavy thing. So I just put out for wanting a little plant to put on my windowsill. That was it. And I visualized a little flowering plant. I put a doily on the windowsill where I wanted the plant to be. And every time I would walk by that window, I'd say, I want a plant there. And I would visualize this little plant.
Mm-hmm.
And that went on the third day. There was a knock at my door. My girlfriend was there. And she was holding, are you ready for this? A little plant. And
okay.
She said, Melda, I just had the weirdest experience. And she's not psychic or empath even.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the store buying, you know, food. And I kept hearing in my head, Melda wants a plant. Get her a plant. And she said, finally, she said, okay. And she picked out a little plant. But she said, now, what the heck is going on? Because she knew I was into all this weird stuff, you know. And walked her over to the window where I had the doily placed on the sill. And she put the plant there. And so I'll tell you, Mary, that convinced me that thoughts are things, and that helped me to raise my children because I didn't have any fear of financial upset. If I needed something for the kids, I would just put out for it. I would just visualize it, and then I would wait to be impressed to go and get it or make it or, you know, whatever. In other words, I said, on guidance. And so we grew on virtually no income. My phone is ringing. I'm sorry. I'm just going to turn it off.
That's okay. This is the modern age when I once had a woman in she was in colonial America, and my phone rang, and she said, what is that bell?
That's the way I feel about these newfangled forms of communication, Mary.
So she said, what's a telephone? And I said, well, people can call us, and they can be in their home and talk to us in our home. And she said, we have no need for that. She says, we visit.
Yeah, exactly.
She completely cracked up.
That's
she was indignant.
Yeah, that's a lost art now, that's for sure.
It is, honestly. So you had proof that God can use anybody. This is an important thing that needs to be understood.
No, Mary, I want to correct you, Mary.
Okay.
God doesn't use anybody. We are created in the divine image.
I don't mean use. I mean God can communicate with us. You're absolutely right. But God can reach out to us through anyone, and in many, many different ways.
Absolutely, because we are connected to that source. We are part of an extension. We are an expression of God in the physical. And if people just realize that, they would start loving themselves and loving one another. And it's so simple. The Bible does tell us that. And if people, you know, worldwide that are into these different belief systems, if they would just believe that one thing, that they are of divine origin and capable of divinity. You know, it's very simple. Truth always is very simple, isn't it?
It is. It is. And life can be simple, but somehow man has managed to complicate absolutely everything and anything. It isn't any good unless it's complicated.
Yeah, that's right. They do that for power and to keep us in fear so they can
They make rules. And they have to make rules for everything.
Yeah, right. That's true.
So when you became connected, your life became smoother, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. And now I'm retired, living in a lovely place, a condominium, I have a financial substance to keep me happy and healthy. And good friends, and I just, every day I thank God for, you know, leading me, guiding me into this perfect lifestyle. And in appreciation, that's why I still do these past life regressions via the telephone. So I don't have to travel anymore. I'm so tired of traveling, which I did for like 30 years, you know. And so if people want a regression, or actually it's a past life reading, because I'm not able to, as far as I know now, I'm not able to regress people over the telephone, but I can, through my spirit guides, get in contact with the Hall of Images or, the Akashic Records. And so all they have to do is go to my website, that's MarilouMcIntyre.com, and on the contact page, fill in the contact and make contact with me, and then we go from there.
Very good.
And I'm just happy to serve anybody anytime. Okay. Well, almost anytime. Mostly in the afternoon and early evening.
Well, are there best times for people to communicate with you?
That's what I said, afternoon or early evening.
And this would be Seattle. You're still in Seattle?
No, time doesn't matter. I've given readings to people all over the world.
Yes.
We just coordinate the time.
Right.
I'm 3 hours behind you.
Mm-hmm.
This is mid-morning where I am.
Right, and it's 2 o'clock, a little after two here, because I'm in New York City. But that's one of the wonderful things that could not have happened a few thousand years ago. And yet there were people who were able to know things that were happening in far, and but people thought they were crazy.
That's right, and that's still happening. You know, there still are people that have not grown in consciousness to where they realize that they are from a divine source and have divinity within them. And but slowly, the consciousness on the planet, I feel, is growing and expanding. And I think one of these days, real soon, the planet is going to right itself and everybody mm-hmm. on it is going to go along with, or, you know, be able to accept the spiritual energy and mm-hmm. The guidance from advanced alien beings, perhaps. I don't know. Have uh-huh. you seen any UFOs, Mary?
Yes, I did see one back in 1960. I did see one. I was in Ojai, California at the time, and it was, you know, it's a mountain plateau. And I was pregnant with my youngest daughter, and it was there, and it must have been a mothership because it was huge. And it was, you know, maybe half the size of the moon, you know.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And it was there. It was stationary, and it was there. It was there so long that eventually I couldn't stand up any longer, you know. So I just had to turn around and go inside and let it do whatever it was going to do. But I think it was definitely studying me. It was a very interesting experience there.
Making a connection. Did you try to connect with it at all?
I did, and I said, you know, give me whatever. Of course, at that time, I didn't even know I was psychic. Because I fought that.
Yeah.
I fought that for years and years and years until I got, as they call, gobsmacked. I mean, you know, when you get a tsunami and it just completely knocks
yeah.
you over, and there's no way that you can deny it. Okay, so you just go finally make
yeah.
your peace with it and say okay. And at first,
so
you know,
that
it's,
was
it's,
your
it's,
contact.
It's,
yeah, that was your
yeah.
contact from
yeah.
From higher beings, letting
yes,
you
it was.
They're there and watching over you. That was lovely.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
we do have someone I think who would like to ask a question. Let me see if I can, if they would like to ask a question. Hello.
Well, it has
Hi,
to be about
call.
A past life.
Yes, I can hear you. Who's calling?
Hi. My name is Carrie.
Hi. Would you like to talk with Dr. McIntyre?
Sure, I'm actually a first-time listener, and I'm very intrigued by the topic of past life, past lives, and I've yet to receive an actual reading, but I stumbled upon the show today and thought I would call in to get some information.
Well, you've
okay.
got you've
what
got a couple
name
of people.
Again? Is your name
My name
is Terry. Is your name Terry?
Right.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Carrie, she wants you to answer.
I'm sorry?
You want to talk to
I
me?
I am.
She wants you to answer her so she can hear your voice.
Oh, okay. I am answering. I just didn't know if you could hear or not.
Yes, I can hear you now. Did you have a phobia or irrational behavior that you wanted to heal at this time?
Yeah, I've had a lot of transformation over the past year and a half or so, and I sort of feel as though it's not a, I mean, even in, I've lost a lot of people very close to me in the past 2 years, but I've also, within relationships I've had, probably over the course of the past 10 years, I feel like they're almost karmic like loops, if you will, and I'm in a new one recently, and it's very different than the others I've been in, and I'm trying to, you know, I just sort of noticing maybe the behavior from the other relationships should not be coming into this one and how best to address that.
What is it you want me to address? The person that you're having a relationship with now, what is your link with them? Is that it?
Sure.
Well, is that really it? You don't sound like you're convinced that that's what you want to know.
That's not exactly what I want
to know.
I'm
trying to clarify it.
I think she is saying that there is a pattern, and she almost sees it beginning to repeat the pattern.
No, it's not repeating it. I'm just afraid that it will, you know. And I just believe. I'm very intrigued by past life, regressions and readings. I've yet to have one, so I figured I'd call into the show to learn more about it.
Okay, so what it is, Carrie, is you want to know about relationships because you have not been able to develop a binding one at this time yet. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Colin, I don't know if you're aware, but you have a really spiritual energy about you. Are you aware of that? Do you do meditation and that type
of
thing?
I do. I mean, recently, again, a lot of it to go through some of the grief and other things that emotions that I've felt over the past few years or so. And I'm becoming more acutely aware of it. I'm just trying to, you know.
Well, I can sure see it in your aura as I move in the big library in the sky where the Akashic records are stored. Believe it or not, there really is a place where my guide is now pulling out your book of life, and it's gold. You have a very special life. You're here for a very special reason, and you're about to tune to it. You haven't fully realized what it is yet, but it's coming.
Okay.
And that's one reason why you have not developed a strong attachment to somebody, because you really are a loner.
Yes.
You know what that means? That's not a negative thing at all. But,
I'm also an only child.
Uh-huh. Well, there you are, yeah. Excuse me. I'm choking up here. Okay. And that is, I'm seeing you actually... Oh, my goodness, you are a very old soul. I'm seeing you on Lymeria. That's where, do you know about Lymeria?
No, I
do
not.
The continent of Lymeria? Hello?
No.
No?
Hello?
Okay, I suggest that you go to, a spiritual library or a library where they have books on, ancient history. Anyhow, that was the first, that I'm aware of anyhow, the first, civilization from an advanced planet that came here to Earth to populize or to, I'm seeing it, but I can't say it, Terry.
To bring consciousness to the earth. Bringing consciousness to the earth. Bringing consciousness to the earth.
Yeah. To humanize people on earth. And then you went to Atlantis. Have you heard of Atlantis that went down?
I have.
Pardon?
Yes, I have. I'm actually looking up it. I'm looking it up now.
Okay, but also listen to what I'm saying. I want you to you to go into yourself and open up, your consciousness to what I'm saying about your lifetime. And then afterwards you can read the book about Atlantis.
Okay.
But fill yourself with light and try to tune to this. You were a scientist on Atlantis, and you had developed a means of really prolonging life, a healthy, happy, fruitful life. And in the latter days on Atlantis, there developed an insanity from the rays of the sun were too strong and too close to the planet, and it was causing people to, become very erratic and self-centered, and this is where greed developed and that type of thing. And the physicians of the area. It's just like what's happening on the planet today. The physicians on the planet really resented discoveries and your techniques, because you were taking money away from them, because people weren't coming in to be healed through them. And so you got to the point where you couldn't trust anyone, because
right.
so many attempts on your life. But see, that's not going to happen today. You're not a doctor, are you? You're not a scientist, are you?
No.
This was something that happened in the past. The fact that you were finally done and they finally got you and wiped you out. And that's what happened. Put that seed of fear of people, of distrust. But it's not about to happen again. So, you know, just get that out of your consciousness. You are happy and whole. And your life is dedicated to, you know, helping others and happiness for yourself. You know, there's blessing yourself, because as you're blessed, you can bless others. And so it's a very, you know, very ancient, very old thing that happened. And it's happened to lots and lots. And you can just get rid of it. Just say, I don't get into that anymore. That is not going to happen to me. Every time it pops into your consciousness, blast it with white fire. How's that?
Great.
Yeah. So that's how you can handle that. And just go on to... you know, direct your thoughts towards happiness and achieving what you want to achieve, okay? And if you want a loving relationship, well, you just start affirming that and seeing that happen with this person that you're with, or with whoever you're supposed to be with, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
That's how it turns out.
I have a feeling that you really need for a partner. You really need someone with a spiritual openness, and that you haven't had that yet. And keep looking for that. And
the person
keep,
I'm with actually does have that. I just have sort of been apprehensive to express my spirituality and the side of myself to him, only because I haven't had that in the past. But I do know he is open to it, and he is very intuitive himself.
Well, one of the things you need to trust yourself, and then it will be easier for you to trust others.
Yes.
Right, Dr. Mary Lou?
Right, yeah. Well, the easiest thing is to tune to your own divinity, to your own spiritual source of light. And if the person you're with, spirituality, then, you know, put out for somebody who is interested in that and grow spiritually with you.
Okay.
Okay, affirm the highest and best and let me know. You can, you know, drop me a note at my website if you want.
I will be sure to do so. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you, hon.
You too.
So you can, we have about 10 more minutes, and I would love to find out if there's something special, Dr. McIntyre, that you would like to say. And if you could just float into someone's living room and say anything to our listeners, what do you have to say?
Well, you know, I've been talking for almost an hour, Mary, and I just feel so attuned to you, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to be able to link verbally, and there really is such a thing as a verbal link. Obviously,
there certainly
I wouldn't
is.
Have been able to give Terry that reading, because we were linked strictly through our verbal vibrations.
Oh, yes,
which are
absolutely
as powerful as any other vibration that we exist in.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to encourage people to love themselves, because during my travels and teachings and investigations and everything, when I would ask people, ask a person if they really liked themselves or loved themselves, 90% of the time they said, "Oh no, I'm not a nice person." And of course they bought the package of original sin, and so many of them are still struggling with trying to get rid of the original sin, which doesn't even exist. God would not create something that was evil to begin with. You know, mankind does.
Exactly. I've always felt that the original sin was shame. You know, that God was disappointed that we were ashamed of ourselves.
Well, that's just, I just want to say that's BS. I mean, that's how strongly I believe. That's to diminish the human spirit. And
that's
people
right.
have got to grab a hold of their reality and the fact that even Jesus said that we're created in his image. And that's perfection,
exactly right.
isn't it? And but
yes.
People, when they look in the mirror, they do not love themselves. They don't think of loving themselves or being grateful for even existing, having an opportunity to live on this wonderful planet and make it a better planet. You know,
surrounded by this beauty and the loving quality that God created. Oh my.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear all of that.
You know, I said we should be grateful for being able to live with this beauty that God created.
Yeah, well, we're part of the beauty. We are the
That's
creators
right.
now of the beauty, because we're existing. And that
yes.
divine energy, it isn't a little man or a big man even sitting on a throne, you know, pointing
mm-hmm.
out who's going to lose their hair or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, counting
right.
the hairs on your head. You know,
right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's an energy. It's a divine, it's a creative energy that, and we've been created. And now it's up to us to make the very best of it, to manifest that divine energy or divine thoughts and actions. Because that's the only way God is manifest on the planet, is through the people existing on the planet. And so that's
there
why
you
it's
go.
So important that we realize that we are here to create beauty and love, and realize that life is forever. What we do in this lifetime, we carry with us. And make your thoughts the highest and purest and most loving that you can, because that's what's going to come back to you. What you put out is what you get. You're loading your basket yourself. You can't blame God or mommy and daddy or your teachers or your husband or your wife. You have to blame yourself, because what you're experiencing is what you put out for. And boy, is that an awesome responsibility to accept.
It sure
that,
is.
To accept it
yes.
and
mm-hmm.
change it. But we have that ability. And that's why we keep coming back to this planet, to learn that, to develop the oneness with the divinity that created us. That's why we keep coming back. That's why this is called the prison planet of the universe, because we're caught up in this schooling, you know, and some people just but I think overall around the world,
mm-hmm.
respond harmony and unity and the realization that we have been enslaved by ignorance and greed and power. And,
absolutely.
We're not gonna take it
anymore. Some people are still living in the 14th century, you know. It's heartbreaking.
Well, yeah, exactly. So that's my message for the world, Mary. Wake up to your own divinity. And like I say, smell the flowers. Take time to smell the flowers. And be like a flower. Know that you're created as a perfect human being. Just like a daffodil, you know, doesn't worry about the fact that they're not a daisy. People do that, though. People say, oh, I should have done this, or I could have been that, or I didn't do that, you know? Except
you are
that
so
you
right.
are in perfection, like a daffodil. It grows to be a perfect daffodil, doesn't it? So
it certainly does.
A perfect, can I say creature? A perfect example.
Being.
A perfect
a being.
Being. There you go. So that's my parting word. Be a perfect being. And remember that believing is seeing. Not seeing is believing. Now you create your life. And as you see your life, so shall it be. That's my parting words for today.
That's good. And one more parting word. Could you give your website again? And I don't know if you allow people to call you on the phone or if they have to make the appointments on the internet.
Yes, through my website. They make a contact, and I get notified through my email that there is somebody wishing a reading. And there's a donation requested of $75 for a half-hour reading. And that should be enough as a rule, to wake a person up to get rid of the irrational problems or behavior that they're having. And then I'm contacted by PayPal that the money has been received, and then I call the person or email the person back, and we go from
there to make the
appointment. So it's all done via, our modern age, using the computer and using the telephone to advance humanity, and I think it's wonderful. I love doing it.
Very good. Well, don't you feel that when I feel most alive when I'm healing, I'm serving, I'm taking people into other lifetimes is when I feel most alive.
Sure, that's because you're using your highest available type of spiritual energy to assist others. This is why it's so important to help others. And if a person feels depressed, they should reach out to help somebody that's worse off than they are. And that will get them out of their own depression. And it will create a service to another human being. But people, you know, they don't seem to be able to think a lot of them. But that's
I know.
People are becoming more unified and more loving. And they're sick and tired of many wars and so many taxes and so much ignorance. So we're living at a very wondrous time, Mary, and we're going to see some wondrous changes in humanity on this planet. And the structure of the planet that we have been forced to live by is going to change. I promise that. So I'm just asking everybody, look for that change and be open to it.
That's the last word. Okay, and we're out of time. And it couldn't have ended better. It was wonderful, and thank you so much. And I just keep getting this funny feeling that you were supposed to tell me something.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah, maybe
I don't know.
Maybe I should call you back.
I would love to be on your show again. And you know, you just let me know. And
absolutely.
Mary, if you do have a phobia or a fear and you'd like a reading, please give me a call and I can give you a real quickie. You know, not a half hour at this time, but,
sure.
You know, feel free to do that. And God bless all your listeners and people that are reaching out to do the highest and best.
Great. Okay. Thank you again. You've been wonderful.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.